Up north, just blocks from the First University of California campus in Berkeley, People's Park is a place that everyone there knows. Back in the 60s, the small patch of land became famous after police had a deadly clash with student protesters there. Now, nearly 40 years later, many say People's Park has become an eyesore and that it needs to be cleaned up. But as NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, that's not so easy to do.
People's Park is owned by the University of California and sits just a few blocks away from campus. But you're not likely to find many students here. On any given day, this park is home to the homeless, many of them suffering delusions and seeing conspiracies on every corner.
Raleigh's restaurant on Telegraph has to pay $20,000 before he can sell alcohol. The FBI bust is it. The signs in the window is it.
This woman is one of many homeless people who come here for free food donated by a nearby restaurant. But others come for a drug fix. Needles, crack vials, open drug dealing are all on display. And many people who live nearby say the park is unsafe. Joe Halperin, a semi-retired physician, sits on the university-appointed People's Park Advisory Committee.
The park has become inaccessible to the average folks who live here. And We feel like there's an awful lot of crime there. There's evidence that there's drug dealing going on there. And we want the park to be a place for everybody.
To many, that means a major crackdown, getting rid of the undesirables and cleaning up the blight. But to a generation of aging Berkeley activists, any talk of change raises suspicions about the university's motives. Michael Deal is a homeless advocate.
I definitely consider myself part of the counterculture. But, you know, that's what drove me to Berkeley was it was a place of countercultural resistance. And I feel like there's a major effort to kind of drive that away, attack all our common spaces. A lot of it feels like gentrification for me.
Back in 1969, the counterculture was in full bloom as students and activists took over what had been an abandoned lot. They called it a people's park. When police and riot gear tried to move them out, it set off a bloody battle.
Police are now being charged by people who are throwing rocks in great numbers. And matter of fact, the police are having to retreat around the corner.
Denny Smithson, then a reporter for Pacifica radio station KPFA, described the scene. When tear gas failed to disperse the crowd, police fired buckshot at the demonstrators.
Policemen just shot somebody with a shotgun. They've got shotguns now, and they're using them on people. Somebody was just shot with birdshot.
One bystander was killed, another was permanently blinded, and more than 100 people were injured. Then-Governor Ronald Reagan called out the National Guard, which occupied the campus. For some, the memories are still traumatic.
The circumstances that occurred that created the park were seared in people's memory, and the circumstances around it were left a lasting impression.
Marie Feldy is a spokesperson for the University of California.
Most people, though, who were proud supporters of People's Park back in the day have pretty much come to the view, though, that this People's Park doesn't represent the ideals that the original one did and that something has to happen to improve the environment there.
Feldy says the university is committed to keeping People's Park as an open space and has no plans to build a garage or college dorms on the site, despite the suspicions of many old-time activists. One of them is attorney Dan Siegel. He was a principal organizer of the People's Park demonstration. He says 40 years ago, the park was a symbol of community empowerment.
It's now a symbol of the fact that our society does not take care of poor people who are homeless or poor people who have alcohol or other substance abuse problems, so they gather in parks. It bothers me that the university and society as a whole think that the way in which you solve homelessness is by moving the homeless people somewhere else.
Officials at the university deny they want to evict the homeless. Meanwhile, they're preparing to hire an outside consultant to mediate this conflict between those who see People's Park as a gaping wound and those who want to preserve it, warts and all. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.